Love, essential for emotional well-being. Love is a fundamental human need that profoundly affects our emotional health. Despite its various meanings, philosophers and religious thinkers agree that love is crucial for a rich and satisfying life. To understand love, it's important to focus on its significance to our emotional well-being, rather than getting caught up in its many definitions. We use the word love in diverse ways, from describing our preferences for things like ice cream or cars, to expressing our emotions towards activities like jogging or dancing, and our deep connections with family and partners. The best way to understand what love means to you is by examining what brings you emotional fulfillment. This need for love and appreciation is deeply ingrained in human nature. Child psychologists have shown that all children have emotional needs, and when these needs go unmet, it can lead to emotional instability. Importance of love in relationships. Love and affection are crucial in any relationship. To know if your emotional needs are being met, pay attention to your sense of love and care. Think of it like a car needing gas to run. Without love, you can't function well. If you don't get enough love and affection, you'll feel emotionally empty. Keeping your emotional tank full is vital for a healthy marriage. All strong marriages need this kind of emotional fuel. For instance, a client once said that no amount of money or fancy things can make up for a lack of love. He believed that even with a big house, expensive cars, and a beach house, life would feel empty if his wife didn't love him. The impact of love on relationships. Relationships evolve as the excitement of falling in love fades. Maintaining communication becomes crucial. Many experts and books offer advice on keeping marriages strong, but many couples still struggle after the honeymoon phase ends and the initial thrill of love diminishes. This raises questions about how love affects us. Being in love makes us see the world positively. The beginning of a relationship often involves what experts call the in-love phenomenon. This phase, driven by our instincts, initiates strong feelings similar to our animal drive to reproduce. It's intense and can cloud our judgment. Psychologist Dorothy Tenev studied this phenomenon by observing hundreds of couples. Surprisingly, she found that most relationships centered on romance typically lasted only about 2 years. Once the initial euphoria of falling in love fades, reality sets in. Surviving this transition is crucial for couples, and building an emotional connection becomes essential. Effective communication is the first step in developing this kind of lasting love. Human emotional needs go beyond the fleeting in-love phase, so couples must develop communication skills that can sustain their relationship in the long term. Moreover, real love is a deliberate choice that involves adopting a different attitude and mindset. It's about clearly defining your expectations for the relationship and sharing them openly with your partner. This approach helps couples face the challenges that arise as they move beyond the initial stages of their marriage. Love languages for strong relationships. People experience and show love in diverse ways, and recognizing your partner's unique love language is crucial for a lasting relationship. Just as languages go beyond words to include body language and tone of voice, the ways we express love vary widely. This is because everyone interprets love differently and uses different actions and words to convey it. Essentially, each of us speaks a different love language. Similar to the benefits of being multilingual, understanding these varied expressions of love helps build a happy, stable relationship. However, discovering each other's love language requires time and effort. Yet, it's a worthwhile endeavor because it ensures you can effectively meet your partner's emotional needs, like filling their love tank, which strengthens your bond and supports your relationship. Misunderstandings in long-term relationships often stem from differences in how partners express love. Even couples who have been together for years can misinterpret each other's feelings because they have different ways of showing affection. This happens because people often feel and express love in distinct ways, which may not perfectly match their partner's style. For example, Mark and Andrea have been together for a long time and both love their children deeply. However, they sometimes clash because Mark feels Andrea doesn't show him enough physical affection. Meanwhile, Andrea feels Mark spends too much time at work, leaving little time for family bonding. The root of their issue lies in their differing primary love languages. Mark values physical touch, while Andrea prioritizes quality time together. Express love through words of affirmation. The Greek philosopher Xenophon, a student of Socrates, once said that praise is the sweetest sound of all. Words of admiration, praise, and encouragement are powerful ways to show love. This concept is known as the love language of words of affirmation. Here's how you can use it. Offer verbal compliments. Simply and directly tell your partner positive things, like how good they look in a new outfit, how well they take care of your children, or how much you enjoy their sense of humor. To expand your vocabulary, keep a notebook. Write down uplifting words you encounter in newspapers, magazines, on TV, or in conversations with friends. Effective communication in relationships. It's important to communicate requests clearly in relationships. Words of encouragement can work well as requests. But if requests sound like demands, it can hurt intimacy and push your partner away. It's crucial to ensure your words are seen as requests, where you're guiding rather than demanding. For instance, one day, a woman came to the office upset that her husband hadn't painted their bedroom even after she had asked him to for 9 months. Instead of nagging about the painting, she started praising her husband whenever he did something she liked. She was doubtful at first, but followed the advice. Just 3 weeks later, she told him it had worked. The lesson was that giving compliments is a better motivator than making harsh criticisms. Importance of quality time in relationships. In today's busy world, distractions are everywhere and time is precious. Many couples lose sight of what matters most in romance, spending time together. Quality time is crucial for a strong relationship. Give your partner your full attention. Just being in the same room isn't enough. It means focusing solely on them and ignoring distractions that might come up. This kind of attention helps both partners feel loved and valued. Many couples mistakenly think they're spending quality time together when they're just in proximity. For example, watching a game or scrolling through a screen while half listening to your partner doesn't count as giving them the attention they need. Shared activities strengthen relationships. Quality activities strengthen relationships by creating opportunities for expressing love. These activities don't need to be fancy. They're about doing something together that both people enjoy. The more you do together, the more memories you build. Activities could be as simple as taking a walk, gardening, watching a show, or cooking a meal. For example, Emily loves browsing bookstores to find new reads. Her husband Jeff isn't as into books, but he joins her anyway. He even helps her pick out books she might like. Emily has learned to recognize when Jeff's patience is wearing thin, so she keeps their bookstore trip short. Jeff happily pays for the books Emily chooses. Gifts as expressions of love in marriage. Gift-giving has been a traditional way to show affection in cultures worldwide, from ancient Mayans to modern-day Eskimos. For partners whose primary love language is receiving gifts, each present holds deep meaning as a tangible expression of love. This makes gifts an important aspect of marital bonds, symbolizing love in a material form. It's helpful to pay attention to gifts that have made your partner happy in the past, whether you gave them or someone else did. Asking friends and family for advice can also be useful when choosing gifts. For people who value receiving gifts as a love language, the thought and effort put into choosing and giving a gift matter more than its price. This process, from thinking of the gift idea to getting or making it to presenting it, carries the most significance. For example, Doug used to give gifts to his wife Kate. After they got married, he stopped, which was an issue because receiving gifts was important to Kate. She started to feel neglected emotionally. When Doug explained that he stopped because it was expensive, he realized that the cost of the gifts didn't matter much. Doug began giving Kate small, thoughtful gifts again, which helped her feel cared for and loved. Primary love language, acts of service. Fulfilling tasks for your partner is a common way to show love. If your partner often requests help with chores like cleaning up after dinner, taking out the trash, or washing the car, their main way of feeling loved might be through acts of service. To meet this need, deliberately assist your partner with tasks you know they value, such as vacuuming, paying bills, grocery shopping, helping kids with schoolwork, or taking the dog to the vet. You can't force someone to love you. You can't demand acts of service from your partner, nor should they demand them from you. Genuine acts of service are voluntary. Instead of focusing on what your partner can do for you, consider what you can do to help them. Imagine Mark, raised in a family where his father believed household chores were only for women. Mark's dad never helped with cleaning or changing diapers because he saw those tasks as women's responsibilities. However, when Mark got married to Mary, he realized how much she valued his help around the house. Despite his upbringing, Mark decided to pitch in with chores to support his wife. Benefits of physical touch in relationships. Physical touch is a powerful way to express love. Research shows that babies who receive affectionate touch tend to have healthier emotional development compared to those who do not. For many people, physical touch is their primary way of feeling loved. If physical touch is your partner's main love language, you can show your affection through gestures like holding hands, kissing, hugging, and intimate moments. These actions can easily be incorporated into daily life, such as holding hands in public or giving a quick kiss when others are around, which can make your partner feel valued. Even when separated, like Jocelyn Green and her military husband, finding ways to feel connected is important. Simple acts like wearing your partner's clothing during a video call or sending a picture can strengthen the bond despite the distance. Explore pleasurable touch in relationships. When you're with your partner, try touching them in new ways and ask how they like it. Your partner knows best what feels good to them. Both people in a relationship need to learn how to please each other. If you want to get creative, learning massage or reading about different techniques can be helpful. Understanding what kind of physical contact makes your partner feel loved is crucial. Try varying the pressure and experimenting with different touches. Remember, what's okay and not okay is decided by you and your partner. However, physical abuse is always wrong and should be reported immediately. Identify your primary love language. To figure out your primary love language, start by thinking about what you often ask your partner for. The things you request most are probably what make you feel the most loved. Also, reflect on what makes you feel truly appreciated. Maybe it's spending time together or receiving compliments. Another way to pinpoint your love language is to think about past experiences where you felt hurt by your partner. Sometimes, the things they didn't do can reveal what you need from them. For example, if they consistently fail to do something that hurt you deeply, it might mean they didn't understand your preferred way of receiving love. By paying attention to what you ask for most and what hurts you when it's missing, you can discover which love language means the most to you. Effects of upbringing on love languages. Your upbringing greatly influences how you express and understand love. To understand your primary love language, it's important to reflect on how your parents made you feel loved or unloved as you grew up. Memories from childhood can reveal which love language resonates with you the most. For instance, Ella's main love language turned out to be receiving gifts. She realized this after recalling a painful memory from her childhood. One Christmas morning, her older brother hastily gave her a present he had found lying around the house, without putting much thought into it. This experience deeply affected Ella, showing her how significant receiving gifts was in feeling loved. Once you identify your and your partner's love languages, it's crucial to use this understanding in your relationship. Effective communication based on these languages is fundamental to expressing true love. Key points. 1. Love is essential for emotional well-being and meeting human emotional needs. 2. Strong relationships rely on love, affection, and keeping the emotional tank full. 3. Effective communication and understanding of love languages strengthen relationships. 4. Quality time, shared activities, and undivided attention nurture emotional bonds. 5. Small, thoughtful acts like giving gifts or acts of service show love meaningfully. 6. Physical touch and words of affirmation help express and sustain emotional connection. 7. Understanding love languages promotes lasting intimacy and mutual appreciation.